This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A threat from the Islamic State terror group that it will continue to target U.S. and U.S.-backed forces in the northern Syrian town of Manbij, where a suicide attack killed four Americans and five coalition soldiers earlier in the week. The claim, published in the Islamic State's most recent online newsletter, comes as U.S. defense and intelligence officials are questioning whether the terror organization's security and intelligence networks run deeper and remain more intact than previously thought. A key concern for some officials and analysts is the level of detail and coordination demonstrated in the Manbij attack. One former counterterrorism official said that there were several photos, videos, and detailed discussions identifying the coalition aircraft posted on social media immediately after the attack. The White House has announced that a second summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be held at the end of February. The announcement was made after President Trump met in the Oval Office for 90 minutes Friday with Kim Jong-chol, a former spymaster and North Korea's top nuclear envoy. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
The president had about an hour and a half long meeting. There was a U.S. delegation, which will send out those specific names here shortly. I can tell you Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in the room, as well as several others from the president's team. It was productive, and they're going to continue those conversations.
And the first summit produced a vague commitment by Kim to work towards the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. However, Pyongyang has yet to take what Washington sees as concrete steps in that direction. White House again announcing that there will be a second summit between the two leaders at the end of February. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump says he will make a major announcement about the government shutdown and border security during an address to the nation on Saturday. Trump said the announcement from the White House will take place at 3 p.m. and will address the humanitarian crisis on our southern border. He has given no hints about what he will say, but on Friday night, he posted a video message ahead of his speech. In it, he tries to appeal to the rank and file in the Democratic Party.
A lot of the Democrats, they agree with me, they've told me so, but they're afraid to say it.
A standoff between Democrats and Republicans over funding for construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border has led to the government shutdown, which is entering its fifth week. Mr. Trump has called for more than $5 billion in taxpayer funding for the wall, while Democrats have offered $1.3 billion and new money for border security, but none for a wall. Democratic lawmakers say they will investigate whether U.S. President Trump directed his attorney to lie to Congress about efforts to build a Trump Tower in Moscow following allegations in a news report. The House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said Friday the allegation is among the most serious to date. He said, "We will do what's necessary to find out if the report is true." BuzzFeed News reported late Thursday that two anonymous federal law enforcement officials were the sources for the report about the president and his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani said in a statement Friday that any suggestion from any source that the president counseled Michael Cohen to lie is categorically false. White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders said the story is ridiculous. Thousands of protesters gathered in Washington for the annual March for Life. AP's Matt Small.
Dreary weather and a partial government shutdown weren't enough to keep anti-abortion supporters from coming to the National Mall.
I say pro, you say pro.
Vice President Pence told the thousands of protesters their voices are being heard despite Roe v. Wade remaining the law of the land.
Life is winning in America once again.
In videotaped remarks, President Trump assured the crowd that they have a champion in the White House.
As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life.
Matt Small, Washington.
And the UN Human Rights Office said Friday that it had documented 34 people killed, 59 wounded, and 241 arbitrary arrests in the Democratic Republic of Congo since provisional election results were announced a week ago. The second-place finisher, Martin Fayulu, has contested the result based on his camp's tally, saying that the official winner, opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi, struck a deal with the outgoing president, Joseph Kabila. Tshisekedi and Kabila deny this. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.